This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Snoopy and Cher are among the stars at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York this morning. The AP's Julie Walker.
New faces and old favorites fly, float, and march in the 97th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The new balloons include Beagle Scout Snoopy with Woodstock, Blue Cat and Chugs, the winner of an internet contest to get into the parade, Kung Fu Panda's Po, Leo the Lizard, the anime pirate Monkey D. Luffy, the Pillsbury Doughboy, and the curmudgeon-y duck Uncle Dan. Will Koss is the parade's executive producer.
I'm so excited for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is our 97th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's going to be the biggest and best parade yet.
I'm Julie Walker.
Still no word on what caused that vehicle crash and explosion in Niagara Falls, New York, at a U.S.-Canada border crossing. Two people were killed. The FBI says it found no link to terrorism. It says it's turned this over to local police as a traffic investigation. There's new word this morning on how many people have died in the war between Israel and Hamas. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The director of the health ministry in Hamas-ruled Gaza says the death toll has now reached over 13,000. The health ministry had stopped updating its figures on November the 11th after the breakdown of communication in northern Gaza, where Israeli ground troops are battling Palestinian militants. Over 1,200 Israelis were killed by Hamas militants in a deadly October 7th attack on southern Israel, which triggered the war.
That ceasefire agreement is expected to take effect tomorrow. It would allow for a hostage and prisoner exchange between Hamas and Israel. Today, rescuers in India are hoping to be able to get to 41 construction workers trapped in a collapsed tunnel. This is AP News. The latest on a suspected sex ring.
Two people accused of operating a high-end brothel network with wealthy and prominent clients in Massachusetts and the Washington, D.C. suburbs will remain behind bars for now. Lawyers for Han Lee and Youngman Lee agreed to a voluntary order of detention during a brief court hearing, but their defense lawyers can move for the release at a later date. Authorities say the commercial sex ring catered to politicians, company executives, military officers, lawyers, professors, and other well-connected clients. Prosecutors have not publicly named any of the buyers, nor have they yet been charged, but prosecutors say that they are committed to holding accountable both those who ran the scheme and those who fueled the demand. Authorities believe Han Lee made an astounding amount of money as the leader of the operation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is down to $3.26 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.